Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, let's get a little more insight into what your baseball team is doing, where they're going, and where they've been, because a couple of guys have had a pretty hot start. We bring in Jay Jaffe. He is from Fangraphs, and he is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hey, Jay, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
We're doing great. Yeah, it was kind of an interesting day for the Guardians yesterday, but trying to keep a big picture on this whole thing. One of the things we talked about earlier today was Stephen Kwan. Had a great month, rookie of the month, the first month. But is it sustainable, and is he going to be able to pull this off for the rest of the season? What do you think of Stephen Kwan and what his future could be for the rest of the season?
Yeah, you know, I'm impressed so far by what I've seen. The fact that this guy seems to almost never swing and miss. He's got great play discipline. Looks like an on-base machine here. 419 on-base percentage, 328 batting average. That's a fun player. You know, from what I've seen of him in the outfield, seems like he's a good defender as well. You know, this is a nice addition to the team. I've, you know, written I don't know how many things about Cleveland's shoddy outfield construction over the years. It always seems like they're a player or two short there. But he's been a really nice addition, and I don't know that he's going to maintain, you know, the 419 on base percentage, but it looks like a pretty solid table setter at the very least.
Okay, so if he stays at 419, at what point can I fly you in to help me construct the statue?
Let's say August.
Okay, August, perfect. So the other one, let's go to the other direction of that one. Franmil Reyes has been absolutely horrible for this team this season. He seems to be just swinging and missing. He can't find himself at the plate. It's so early in the season, but Franmil Reyes has such peaks and valleys. What do you think of him so far, and can he turn this around?
Well, you know, I don't know. The risk with him has always been that he's got so much swing and miss in his game, and right now he's striking out 45% of the time. You know, he's actually not chasing pitches outside the zone to the same extent that he usually does. You know, he's maybe a little bit more disciplined, so I don't know. I haven't really gotten a close look at him, what type of pitches that he's missing. But it looks like he's missing pitches largely in the zone, and that's the problem. You know, I don't know. You know, if he's the best alternative for him right now, he does have minor league options remaining. So maybe they need to try something else and get him back on some solid footing.
Are the Guardians where they're going to be all season? Is this going to be Jekyll and Hyde all year? And, you know, I'm still kind of wondering about the Central, you know, what that's going to look like, because I would have thought the White Sox would be off to a better start than they are.
Yeah, look, we've seen the Guardians' rotation pitch a lot better than they have this year. I think if you get guys like Zach Plesac and Aaron Civale pitching to their capabilities, this is a team that has a shot at sneaking in there. But if those guys are pitching, you know, the way they are now, it's not going to fly. I was actually at at Civale's start against the Yankees. We took our daughter there. Yankee Stadium about 10 days ago now, and he just got tagged, and I haven't taken a close look to see what's going on there, but obviously you're not going to last long in a rotation if you've got a double-digit ERA.
Jose Ramirez seems like he's on an MVP chase once again and has become one of the, you know, premier players in this league, and especially a premier player for the Guardians. Do you think he has, I know, again, it's May, but he might win the MVP, Jay, which would be a lot of fun to see that guy be able to do it.
I mean, he's been in the hunt, you know, several times already. You know, one of these days, I think he could slip through. I mean, it's it's hard, you know, when you've got a lead with Shohei Ohtani and Vladimir Guerrero Jr., both of whom are doing like highlight worthy things seemingly every night. But you go to the barber often enough, sooner or later you'll get a haircut. I mean, this guy remains one of the best players in the league, and I think the extension has brought a little bit more attention to him. So maybe people are going to be a little bit more focused on him now. He's certainly capable of it. And whether he wins the hardware or not, Cleveland did well to keep him around.
Do you think Jose Ramirez wins the walk award this year? I don't know. Is there an award for most walks in the season? Yesterday he was intentionally walked with the bases loaded. No one wants to pitch to him.
Yeah, I mean, he's so hot right now. He's slugging .659. Yeah, this guy's on fire.
Jay, is he Barry Bonds? Come on, tell me he's Barry Bonds.
No, he's not Barry Bonds.
Ah, damn. Darn it. It's a shame.
He's not Barry Bonds, but a guy who's hitting like Barry Bonds and can play third base is pretty good.
Jay Jaffe, Fangraphs, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. The other big one that's been taking the Guardians by storm has been the play of Owen Miller lately, and everybody's kind of sitting here looking at this going, is this real? Could this possibly be the second bat that could help this team to help extend this lineup? Do you think Owen Miller could possibly continue on the pace that he's at right now, or is that somebody who is just dying for regression?
Yeah, I tend to think that guy who's hitting for a 195 WRC plus with a 425 on base percentage and almost a 600 slug is going to regress. I mean, this is not he's not that good a hitter. He's had some pretty good minor league numbers, however, and he could certainly help. I didn't think, it's funny. I wrote about in our season previews, we do what's called the positional power rankings, and I did the first baseman and the right fielders, and he was kind of an afterthought in the first base write-up, but I see that they've already designated Bobby Bradley for assignment because Miller's hitting here, and he really does, at the very least, shore up what has been a weakness for them. So even if he comes back to earth, I think this is really promising. The fact that he's walking a lot as well as hitting the ball reasonably hard bodes well. I mean, he's well ahead of his Statcast numbers. He's probably not going to slug 500 if he doesn't barrel the ball more often, but still, they need productivity from that spot, and they'll take it, in whatever form it comes.
Jay Jaffe from Fangraphs. I'm just curious. We haven't talked about this name in a long time around here. I was kind of peeking at Francisco Lindor's numbers the other day, and I'm just, is he back? Is he trending to be back to where he was when he was with us as far as hitting, the confidence level? What's going on with Lindor?
Yeah, I think he's more comfortable in New York. I think it's taken some adjustment. He was solid last year. I mean, his batting stats weren't great, but the defense was still very valuable. The batting numbers are actually not that much different this year, but it's come in a lower scoring context, and so it's been more valuable. I don't know if this is really who he is. It's tough to judge anybody right now, in terms of how dead the ball is and how low offense is and whatever. But I mean, Cleveland knew it was letting a superstar go. And I think, Lindor is still that, maybe not, quite to the extent that he was in his first few years in Cleveland, but this is a guy who's going to be around for a long time and do a lot of really fun stuff.
You brought up the bait. That's the way it goes. You brought up the baseball. So I guess we've got to get into this. Offense is just down all across the board. Is it just the baseball that is doing this? Is it maybe the humidor, or is it just, again, pitching has just gotten so good in the league?
It's a combination of factors. I mean, I've said this before. I think we've got kind of a perfect storm. You've got, pitching technology is ahead of hitter technology in terms of playing the cat and mouse game, the ability to craft new offerings using all this instant feedback from the various technologies is really giving pitchers a leg up at a time that the ball is Major League Baseball wants introduced a deader baseball and now has the humidors, which right now seem to be contributing to the depression of offense. When it warms up, that should change, I think. But we are in for a comparatively low run environment, and I don't know how much I like this compared to the high home run environment. But I do think that we're still looking for an ideal balance in this period between offense and pitching, and we're not there yet.
It's funny you guys brought that up. I was thinking about the bigger bases when they're talking about doing that. What kind of impact that's going to have on the game, the pitch clock, and then perhaps if banning the shift ever comes into play. What are your thoughts on any of those?
Yeah, I think we're going to see a pitch clock and some regulation of the shift next year. I think those two things are inevitable. They seem to be successful in the minor leagues. I don't know that they'll take exactly the shape that they're taking in the way that they're tested. There's going to be some back and forth with the Players Association, but I was pretty set against banning the shift, but I'm kind of coming around to the idea, just given how few balls we have in play, and I think re-incentivizing getting more balls in play, and maybe emphasizing a little bit more athleticism on defense by having making fielders range across the bag, could be a good thing for baseball. It's for the pitch clock. The early returns on the minor leagues seem to be very positive in terms of cutting down time. Pitchers don't seem to like it as much. That's understandable. We'll have to see. I think there's a balance to be struck there. I think you don't want to make it so much that a pitcher can't focus and concentrate. It's the 30 seconds plus between pitches where these guys are kind of, taking a walkabout around the mound and resting and then coming back and throwing 99. If you cut down the time, they can't do that as often. I think that could be a big deal.
Yeah, I'm mildly excited about having bigger bases in Major League Baseball, only because I'd like to see more stolen bases and I'd like to see players run more. Do you think it'll have that much of an impact in the game that guys are going to take off?
To me, the impact seems to be overstated. I haven't really taken a close look at it, but I'm not sure that really is that big of a deal. I mean, if it keeps players safer, though, I'm not against it. I'm open-minded about it.
The other thing that seems to be coming is Major League Baseball finally backing off on the amount of players that are going to be allowed on active roster, and especially the pitching part of it. Do you think that is something that could help to increase offense in the league, is just having less relievers in the bullpen?
Yes, I do. You're going to have to get a little bit more out of your starting pitchers. We've seen the trend towards fewer innings and fewer batters from starting pitchers, more relievers, and that's really kind of another element in the perfect storm that I mentioned that has tilted the situation so much towards run prevention that I think needs a corrective. So yes, I do think that's worth it. That's a worthwhile change and something that's long been in the offing. These roster rules, which eventually will go into place with 13 pitchers on a 26-man roster. Those were supposed to be in place for 2020, but the pandemic conditions mandated some relaxation of those rules, and we still haven't gotten to that point yet.
Jay, thank you. We appreciate your time, and we look forward to talking to you in the future. And, of course, we're checking out all your stuff on Fantagraphs. Thanks, Jay. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks a lot. Take care, guys.
We'll talk to you later. Jay Jaffe on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.